Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Steve Rosenblum.
We suck, so your self-quarantine doesn't have to.
Mark Grody.
I think there will be lasting derivatives of this once we get through it, and hopefully we will, with minimal damage, that people will be more aware, honestly, of washing their hands and
good thing.
And apparently wiping.
They suck, so you don't have to.
They can do what they have to do. They know what they have to do. Now they don't have any problem getting it done.
Founding members of the WB Club.
Wake and say, come on.
Where's Toby?
So I'm practicing, you know, social distancing, and I have a few tips for everybody, you know, no sharing pipes or joints, things like that.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote,
stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Welcome in. Saturday Suckage. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Grody, and the Bulls. Nothing says suckage better than that. More perfect than that. So let's start there. That's Mark Grody. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Steve. I'm just looking it up right now, and it says here that when somebody on the team scores 50 points, you're supposed to win that game. And the Bulls, it went from the Zach LaVine game to, I guess, the Trae Young game. So from 50 points to the 42-point Trae Young game, and a guy who every time he scores, I'm like, how did he do that? He's so small, and he's so good. But, yeah, you're supposed to win the game where Zach LaVine scores 50. That's what happened last night, and the Bulls did not win the game where Zach LaVine scored 50.
No, they did not. Well, they didn't win the game where Jordan scored 63 either, right, in the playoffs.
That's true. So, I thought about that. I was, you know, that's true.
It's pretty remarkable. And Zach LaVine, bless him, has a grasp of history and an appreciation of excellence and greatness. I mean, it's hard not to with Michael Jordan, but we're of a generation that is now that Jordan is more of a movie star and a cartoon character than he is anything that resembled the greatest basketball player ever. 38 50-point games for Michael Jordan. 38. Now, I realize that, well, Chamberlain averaged 50 points a season, but he was 7'1" when nobody else was. Anyways, Michael Jordan scored 50 points 38 times. Next on the Bulls, next in Bulls history with 50-point games, Jimmy Butler with two.
Wow.
Wow. And there are now, Zach LaVine is the third Bull with 150-point game, with just 150-point game. The other two, did you see the list? Do you know who they are?
I have not, no. Okay. So there's two other guys that scored 50 points for the Bulls. I'm going to try to guess. So, okay. I guess, man, Pippen?
No. Try again.
Okay. All right. Bob Love.
Try again. Although I will say, that's the right era. I never would have gotten that. Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten this name. Yeah.
So, okay. If you wouldn't have gotten this name, they didn't give it to me, yo.
No. You have to keep guessing. We have
Norm
3 hours.
Norm Van Leer.
No.
Johnny Red Kerr.
No, not Johnny Red Kerr. Although, Norm Van Leer would have put 50 boots right up somebody's backside.
Hold on. Sloan. Jerry Sloan.
No, he would have delivered 50 forearm shivers to Jerry West and or Gil Goodrich, depending which Laker they needed to deal with.
Everyone. What is that?
I had a page up and forgot to turn listening to Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw, and I had the sound on, and then I had this page up that I was looking because I wanted to see. We'll get back to this question in just a moment, but I wanted to see the just for yucks how much the Bulls sucked. You saw it; they've had a 13-point halftime lead. They lost by 12. 25-point turnaround to a Hawks team that is like not going to do anything, and that's how much the Bulls sucked. So here is what I was looking for. You know the NBA plus-minus rating you're on, and it couldn't be simpler. It's exactly what you think. You get points for being on the court when your team scores, and you lose points for being on the court when the other team scores. So the best plus-minus for the Bulls last night was Tomas Satoransky at zero.
Oh, God.
He was a zero. Everybody else was a minus, and here's what's even better. That zero, that team-leading zero, was exactly the number of points that Satoransky scored. Zero. Yeah. I mean,
he had 10 assists, so there you go. That equals a zero. Zero points.
So anyways.
One rebound and 10 assists for Sato.
Yes, Sato. Zero. He was a plus zero. Not a minus zero. He was a plus zero. So he was as average as you could get, and he scored 0 points. All right, so the two other Bulls. There's only one you really haven't named. It's not going to be Tom Boerwinkle. Don't say
I was just going to say Boerwinkle.
I know.
I'm running out of names that I know from that era.
Right.
So they're out in that era. I'm trying to think if I got anything left in my bag of tricks, and I don't think I do. So would you please just tell us the answer?
Yes, a texter got it. He had two choices. One was Artist Gilmore. Not artist, but artist. A-R-T-I-S-T. No, his name is Artist. And the other one was right. Chet Walker. Chet the Jet Walker.
I should have guessed Artist Gilmore. That was not like that's a name in my wheelhouse. I'm hanging my head in shame right now.
Well, that's okay. Now you have a chance to redeem that hanging head by naming the other Bull who had a 50-point game. A much more recent vintage compared to Chet Walker. And all I would tell you is this.
Derrick Rose.
No.
Jalen Rose.
No. No, not so, Pete Rose. Not Rose Marie. Not Tokyo
Rose. So it's a recent vintage. We did Jimmy Butler recent vintage. It wasn't
the most
crazy.
Instant offense you could have ever imagined.
Oh, it must have been a three-point shooter.
That's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's good. Sure. One of the purest shooters ever.
Was it Zach LaVine?
He did that last night, yes.
Yeah, I know, but prior.
We're past that. We established that.
Yeah, but I meant like prior to this. It could have been a trick question. It could have been a trick question. You were like,
it's not. I'm doing everything to get you to. And we have guesses on the text line. that are very good guesses, and they're all right. Their one obvious guess is very wrong. Our Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com.
Lou Alding. Our...
No.
No.
No, he's not.
I mean, it's obviously somebody
who's not never going to score. He would never score 50 because at some point he'd have to dribble, and he was the worst dribbler ever. He's just awful as a ball.
Well, I know, but sometimes some guys do weird stuff, and then it's like Alec Mills getting a no-hitter. He got a no-hitter, and he's never going to do it again.
Yeah, talk about that later. All right, so one texter got it. By the way, our text line is 312-644-6767. That's also our phone number that nobody calls. And the text line, somebody said John Salmons. Oh, that's really good. So we've had Eddie Robinson, Ben Gordon, a whole bunch of Ben Gordons. And that would be
Yeah, Ben Gordon's a great guess. That's a great guess.
But it's not. It's the other Ben Gordon, and his name is Jamal Crawford.
Wow.
Yep.
When he was with the Bulls in the Eddie Curry, Tyson Chandler, Jamal Crawford era,
I'm getting mine era. Yeah.
Holy cow. That's great. I mean, like, that's not necessarily shocking, but I was not going there.
Right. It's not, if you didn't get the name, you guess, oh yeah, he's exactly the kind of guy who could have done that.
Yeah.
He's going to get hot. And look, Zach LaVine is exactly that kind of guy. He's become more well-rounded as a player. Obviously, he's become a better, smarter player. He's looking at, the assists. He's looking at, he has a greater sense of game. And Jamal Crawford was just, you know, give me the ball, I'm hot. No, you're not. Well, I'll get hot. That's a typical shooter's mentality. But Zach LaVine has gone beyond that. But Jamal Crawford's a guy you're not surprised did that, as compared to the no-hitter you just mentioned, Alec Mills. We were all very surprised he did that. And, okay, people, stop guessing. It's not John Lucas III. It's not Kyle Korver. Stop guessing on the text line.
He gave you the answer.
We're gonna flip all the cards and tell you that he was a spoon. Stop it.
Philip Umber?
Yep, Umber. Yeah. See, that's more likely that perfect game ability, that no hitter ability. And we had one yesterday that we'll talk about later on because there's so many ripples. It's like 6th degree of Cubs. It really is, the no-hitter last night. Anyways, the Bulls, we were talking about plus-minus. So Thomas Satoransky was the best at +0. And here's why Bulls drafting sucks, at least for one night. -12 was Lauri Markkanen. And this is off the bench, mind you. And -15 was Kobe White. Lauri Markkanen took 4 shots, 5 points, and was totally pantsed by Gallinari. Pantsed by Gallinari. I did not know Gallinari was still in the league, or if he was, he could move without the help of a walker or a wheelchair or oxygen. And there he is. And Lauri Markkanen's trade value could not be any lower. I don't know what you get for him. I don't know what they're... What would anybody sign him for? That's a whole lot of 7 foot nothing. And then Kobe White was worse at a -15. He was 0 for 3 quarters. 0 for the first 3 quarters. And this comes after, remember the story in the middle of the week about how Billy Donovan pulled aside Markkanen and Kobe White and said, you know, I really like the way you guys are performing off the bench. I like the way your attitude, you're coming. I like what you're bringing. And then what?
Yeah, well, I mean, the night previous, they did play well, and they had been starting to figure it out. Like, they had started to look good off the bench, Lauri Markkanen and Co. Like, against Toronto, Markkanen was 8 for 10, 18 points in, I believe, 18 minutes. Kobe White had 15 points, had a huge step back 3. So it hasn't actually been, like, it... The frustrating part about last night is they had just been starting to, like the Bulls in general, get it right. And when I say get it right, they're still trying to figure out a lot of things with Vucevic and trying to maximize it, figure it out, make it right. The bench was starting to look good. You had the game where Vucevic and Zach LaVine had started to look very good together. And then last night it came undone. And I will say this, that Zach LaVine, when he was getting the majority of those points, when he was bundling in the second quarter, the Bulls jumped out to about a 10-point lead. They were winning because of him. So I know we all want to go empty calorie on LaVine, like this is like back to the old days of LaVine. But the Bulls were looking great because of LaVine. And then it just all went downhill after that. So while we got to zero in on the suckage of this game, things had been starting to look better.
I know, and that's just really frustrating. And no, yeah. No text or the answer is not Luke Kornet.
All right, now we're getting silly.
Nor is
that's the problem.
Nor is it Keith Bogans.
Was it Clay Buchholz?
Yeah, no, it's who's this says Lodger. 405 texter says Lodger. What is that?
I can't even think of like what that is mistaken.
I don't know. It wasn't Dalibor Margarich either. So
Dalibor.
We're gonna take a break and.
Was it Valerie Zelipukin?
Yeah, there you go. Makes you all puking. That's it. We're going to take a break here on Saturday Suckage. And when we come back, we will talk some White Sox baseball, and we will talk about the latest, greatest, most wonderful folk hero in Chicago. And we will talk about the Yerminator, Yermin Mercedes, after this. He's Mark Rohde. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage, and that's why we started with the Bulls. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
2-1 to Mercedes. And your mate tattoos this ball. Oh, where is it going to land? Bring him home. Welcome to Chicago 73.
His second home run of the year. An introduction to the home folks.
There.
Well, the White Sox are not running down the road. They are rained out today, postponed. They'll play the split doubleheader, day-night doubleheader on May 14th. But nice enough to join us on the Alpamonte Nissan Hotline, Alpamonte Nissan at Melrose Park on North Avenue, or apnissan.com, is Scott Merkin of MLB.com. He and his Eagles Analia join us. And we just heard what our producer, Trash Panda, called the greatest highlight of all time. So a regular season home run by a large man who is now the dream figure of the I'm Fat podcast. And pay no attention to Patrick Kane's overtime goal to win the Stanley Cup behind the curtain over there. Scott, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. So the legend of the Yerminator keeps growing, and that was even without the delusions of our producer, Trash Panda. This is quite a thing. This is sort of Damn Yankees, for those of you old enough to appreciate Damn Yankees. This is Shoeless Joe in a White Sox uniform. So what is it like? I know you're not in the locker room, but following this circus, this story, have you run out of words and descriptions?
Yeah, I was thinking if he is the Yerminator, then his fans must be the Yermination then, right? Is that how it works?
Oh, you are good.
Got all of that one, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man, you've been working on that, haven't you?
Like that. Yeah, you know, couldn't quite tweet it out there, but, you know, they love the guy, and he's great. I mean, it's funny because, you know, you cover guys long enough, and they kind of know what to say. You know, some guys know what to say and know when to say it. And your mean Mercedes is just kind of straight from the heart. He's just having so much fun out there playing. And I mean, this is a little more than just, oh, he had a good game or two. I mean, I think he's, what, 15 for 25 on the year, right? And I mean, I think you'd take notice if Mike Trout went 15 for 25, right? If Ichiro in his prime, or may he rest in peace, Tony Gwynn in his prime, went 15 for 25, you notice that. So again, you know, we've seen guys come up and have great Aprils, and, you know, by the end of the year, their numbers are kind of, you know, where they were. But, yeah, I mean, it's more than just the whole kind of, I don't want to say pageantry, but the whole performance art of Yermin Mercedes, you know, kind of watching the balls, you know, going wide and, you know, calling, like, kind of shaking his head like, I'm not swinging at that, and the way he hustles down the line and everything. He's got a great approach up there. And, you know, he really has hit every chance he's had, whether it's independent league baseball or minor league baseball. And, you know, I don't know if he honestly makes this team out of camp if Eloy Jimenez doesn't suffer the pectoral injury. I don't think he breaks camp with the team. So one man's misfortune has now brought on the phenomena of Yermin Mercedes, but more than a phenomena, you know, credit to the Sox organization for working with him and his work, of course, getting himself to this point.
Yes, no doubt about it. And I do want to build on what you said about we've seen this before with guys having the hot starts in April. And obviously what he's doing is not sustainable. It's not sustainable for Mike Trout. That was awesome. Mike Trout
or Mike Trout, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't think, right. I like hot dog under that Kraut.
If your mean Mercedes is 15 for every 25 at bats this year, we're going to have a hell of a story during the 2021 season. That is for sure.
Mike Crout actually is a 29-year-old rookie for AA White Sox, so we'll see him at some point in time this year. But I asked this question yesterday when I was filling in for Dan Bernstein working with Leila Rahimi. Is it possible that your mean Mercedes is good, Merkin?
Yeah, I mean, there is. I don't think he's 15 for 25 good. I don't know if anyone is 15 for 25 good, but there is a possibility that he can be a regular major league contributor. You know, I heard a comment from Alex Rodriguez on last Sunday night's broadcast against the Angels that he pointed out about how David Ortiz and Edgar Martinez didn't become Big Poppy and Edgar Martinez the Hall of Famer until later in their careers. And if you look at it, you know, Ortiz had some decent numbers in Minnesota, but then he took off. Same with Martinez, kind of started, you know, gradually with Seattle and became maybe, you know, the best DH in the history of the game, right? So I'm not saying Mercedes is going to be given a Hall of Fame speech 20 years from now, but I'm saying this may be a guy who can give you, you know, regularly 280, 15 to 20 home runs and 70, 80 RBIs. The thing is, though, I mean, you know, there's got to be a spot for him. And you know, we are, what, 8 games into the season, right, with today's rainout. So 8 total. You know, one of the guys I think about is, I think his first name is Chris, right? Chris Shelton from Detroit a few years ago, who I think hit like 12 or 13 home runs in April and didn't finish with much more by the time the season was over there. So, you know, you get these runs. But I, like I said, I do like his approach. And it's not like he's 15 for 25 with like 10 check swing singles. You know, I mean, he's hitting the ball hard. He's hitting the ball.
Right.
And he's got a great, he's one of the leaders in baseball in 2 strike hits. So he really knows what he's doing up there. And yeah, I you know, I think he is, put it this way, I think he's a sustainable contributor. I'm not sure at what level, but I think this is more than, this can be more than just a flash in the pan for the White Sox.
So what you're saying, Scott Merkin of MLB.com, is that Eloy Jimenez is Spanish for Wally Pip. He just got Wally.
No, I'm not going to go that far. I'm not going to go that far. But I'm saying that, you know, with the unfortunate injury suffered by Eloy, keeping him out, you know, as is projected right now, 5 to 6 months, could be sooner. I guess it could be longer. No one really knows at this point. You know, Rick Hahn said, I think it was like, what, 8 to 12? No, I think 12 weeks, he said, before they'd really have the next update for Eloy. But, you know, I think it's just, it presents an opportunity, right? And so far, your main Mercedes is taking advantage of that opportunity. And, you know, Tony La Russa had talked about before the season started about he doesn't like going into a series, especially since they didn't have any off days to start with. They had, what, 7 straight road games and then the home opener. So they played 8 straight days before a off day. And he didn't want guys working all spring training and then sitting for like a week. So he was trying to get everyone in there and kind of mix and match at the start. But it's tough to do when, you know, you put a guy in there in the first game, he goes 5 for 5, and then he goes 3 for 3 his next game and continues hitting right along the line there. So, you know, I don't think when he made that plan of getting everyone in there that he thought your main Mercedes was going to start 15 for 25 this season.
Yoan Moncada had a rough start to the season. You could say he's still in the midst of that, although had a huge homer in that same game with Yermín, the 2-run homer, opposite field, hits a slider, and I feel like every hit right now, even going back to last year, it always feels like, unfortunately for Moncada, it's like he needed that. How do you think he is right now? Do you feel like he's getting himself back together, and could he return to what a lot of people thought should be, even last year, MVP form?
Yeah, I said at the beginning of the season, I thought the biggest question mark for the Sox wasn't necessarily one specific area or one player. It was more kind of the unknown, which is not a bad, you know, question mark to have. They had so much talent on that team. But, you know, Moncada in 2019 was a viable MVP candidate. In 2018, he struck out 217 times. And in 2020, he very unfortunately, and thankfully he's healthy now and had apparently no lasting effects. But during that year, he battled the after effects of COVID to the point where, you know, we watched him in some games around the bases, and, you know, the Sox said afterwards they weren't sure he could go back out on the field. He was so winded after that. And this guy's in, you know, amazing physical condition. But, you know, what is he about? You know, Luis Robert, again, 5-tool player. You see his ability. You saw that home run he lined out in Seattle the other night. You know, but he was an MVP candidate at the end of August last year and then went 11 for 81 in September. Now, again, you know, those are slumps that you go through. And as he pointed out to us, if the season would have gone longer, would have gone beyond 60 games, he thinks his numbers would have been, you know, would have been just fine. But it's all this stuff. You know, the young guys where there's not a huge track record behind him, who are they in the long run? And they're going to prove themselves out. And I think Moncada is a little bit above that because of the fact that even when he struck out 217 times, he had pretty good numbers that season overall. Had a great year in 2019. And I think his approach is good. It's funny. He's a very honest, low-key guy. You know, I remember talking to him 2 or 3 times one-on-one and other times in groups in 2019. And he just said, hey, you know, he wasn't hiding from the fact that he struck out a lot that year. I'm sorry, 2018. He was, you know, he said it's part of the process. I'm going to get there. I know I have the ability. And he did the next year. You know, and I think he's, you know, fine so far. I think it's a little more pronounced because he had that run where he had like 7 strikeouts and 10 at bats. But I like what I see at the plate. And he even told us that he thought he was still kind of searching for his rhythm, especially from the right side, just because he didn't face that many left-handed pitchers, I'm sorry, in spring training. So I think Yoan Moncada is going to be fine. I think, you know, it's just, again, it's 8 games. And he looks good, and he'll be, in the long run, a good producer for them.
Our guest is Scott Merkin of MLB.com. We're talking White Sox baseball here on The Score. I could talk about the White Sox defense, which is miserable and makes you wonder if what the hell they did in spring training anyways. Why bother to show up? But going back to Monday in the Seattle series, that game Monday night when Carlos Rodon strikes out nine, walks no, and gives up no runs, Michael Kopech comes in and says, "Hey, how about some of this?" And he's got five Ks, and it's that was one of the most hopeful parts of the Sox season, to see those two things happen and also minimize the defense that sucks. I don't know what Nick Madrigal does for a living, why he has a glove at all. Adam Eaton, same question. But that's one way to do it. That I don't know if that game from Rodon and Kopech will resound, but it certainly looks like something we could go back to and point out and say, that's when this began. That's when this kind of confidence was underscored.
Well, I think what they have 30 strikeouts of Seattle hitters in the first two games, and you know, I know Seattle's in one of the many teams in their latest phase of a rebuild now, but that's still pretty darn good. No matter what, you know, what team they have, you know, 15-15 in each of those first two games. You know, Rodon has talked about that. He just, I think, needed to be healthy, and he worked hard in the offseason, gotten to, you know, better physical condition by his own admission. And people forget that at the beginning he was, you know, a pretty solid pitcher, a good, you know, if not quite top of the rotation, right up there sort of guy. And again, it's one start. He's pitching. He's going to open the series Monday against Cleveland. So we'll see how this plays out over the long term. But he looks like he made some changes. He's talked about mechanics-wise with his lower half. He's worked with that core velocity belt that so many of the guys in the rotation work with. Excuse me, on the staff overall. So I think, you know, this could be an interesting year for Carlos Rodon. But I think Michael Kopech and Garrett Crochet are just such X factors on that team that I don't, you know, really study every roster of all 30 teams, but I would guess no one in baseball can turn to a Michael Kopech and Garrett Crochet and, you know, whatever, every couple of days, put a guy out there who can just dominate for two or three innings. It's such a great, you don't want to say bridge, because these guys are so much better than just kind of like getting the starter to the closer or the late inning relievers. And just think about what these guys can be someday when they move in the rotation. But, you know, the point is right now the Sox are trying to win. They're trying to, you know, manage their innings, building them up for a future starter, but not overpowering them this year after, you know, Michael Kopech hadn't pitched since 18 and Crochet pitched, six innings over five games last year. And now, you know, so you're getting the best of both worlds. You're developing these guys while giving your team a best chance. But, yeah, Kopech was utterly dominant here. And even Crochet, you know, his last outing, he put a couple guys on and pitched out of the jam. And this is a guy who pitched, three and a third innings for Tennessee last year, before they drafted him 11th overall, and then, you know, what was it, a month later, he's thrown 100 miles an hour out of the White Sox bullpen. So very interesting components to that, to a very good bullpen overall.
Yeah, and, you know, eventually it is possible that, you know, one or both of those guys is in the starting rotation, and that could come next year when either Lance Lynn is here or not. Lynn is under a one-year contract. It was really fun to watch him work quickly and throw fastballs, come get it, good luck with it, and he goes complete game. Do you think, is it possible at all that Lance Lynn is here beyond this year, or is that just a classic, perfect one-year deal guy before the Sox develop some other starters?
I mean, so difficult to guess, especially what, two starts into his White Sox career and eight games into the season. I mean, you know, these guys fight hard to get to the free agent point, so there's a good chance, not a good chance, there's a strong chance that maybe he wants to explore that venue, especially if he, or avenue, I guess, would be better than venue, especially if he has a really good season for the White Sox. But who knows what comes about. But it's interesting. I talked to Rick Hahn about this a little while ago in spring training, and we'll write this story at some point in the near future. But it's a different situation for the White Sox now. You know, gone are the days of them. You know, they still want to, you know, kind of replenish, and they want to build from within. Rick Hahn has used the Atlanta model a number of times, where you can't go outside to fill every need, either via trade or via free agency. But, you know, he didn't want to trade Dane Dunning in this offseason. Dane Dunning is going to be a solid pitcher for years to come. But in the state they were in, where they felt in 2021 they can win the World Series, you needed a guy who was a sure thing to, you know, give you that front three in the rotation, where you have Lucas Giolito, Dallas Keuchel, Lance Lynn. And then plus, as we were talking, two very talented young guys in the rotation, and Dylan Cease and Carlos Rodon, although Carlos Rodon is young but still, you know, a pretty seasoned veteran at this point. So you make that move. You trade away a guy who you have some control over in Dane Dunning, you trade away a guy who you think might be, you know, very good in the future in Dane Dunning for Lance Lynn, who could be very good for you this year and maybe pitching game three in the ALCS, you hope, or the World Series. So you take that chance, whereas maybe 2 years ago, not maybe, almost certainly 2 years ago, he's not going to take that chance. The White Sox aren't going to take that chance. So the times have changed. You know, the rebuild is done. They're contending, and they're past contending. You know, last year was get to the playoffs and see what happens. This year, I think, you know, they want to win it all. They really believe they can do it, and that's why you make those kind of moves where you add a Lance Lynn, who's, you know, one of the more durable guys in baseball starting rotation-wise.
Appreciate the time, Scott. I know how the White Sox are all about changing the game, and I think one way they'll change is, you know how managers hold up four fingers for an intentional walk? I think when Crochet and Kopech are in there, they're just going to hold up three fingers. Okay, we'll just take the strikeout, and we'll keep the guy sitting on the bench.
And then that's another way to save the pitches and save the innings and build them up for later in the year, right? So there
save
you go.
The arm, we're rolling over.
I'm not sure if MLB will approve of that, but you know, it's worth a try, right? You can't hurt to ask.
Yeah, all right. Scott, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Bye. All right. Scott Merkin, MLB.com. We'll take a break. And when we come back, no hitter last night. And, of course, all roads lead to the Cubs. And then all roads for the Cubs lead to Mark Grody. We will connect those dots, even though Mark Grody doesn't know how this is going to happen. Yeah. But we will connect the dots for him. Oh, and by the way, we have more answers coming into a question we already answered.
Okay.
More guesses coming into the question. Two guesses, Granville Waiters and Jack Haley. No, Granville Waiters. Thanks for playing our game.
If people are so excited about texting today, do we need to do one of those shows where we ask people from where they are listening?
We could do that now, and we'll come back and we'll make that an ongoing part. It's got to be where they're listening. Has to be better than having people guess Jack Haley as a 50-point score.
Exactly.
Or guess anything after we've given the answer. Go away. It's Saturday Second. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Welcome in, welcome back. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Saturday Suckage, and we have parallel suckage answers here. Mark, our text line shows answers. People listening in Kearney, Oklahoma, Norwood Park, and DeBary, Florida. And we have people guessing things like Quentin Daly, Orlando Woolridge, and Reggie Theus, and Mitch Trubisky as people who have scored 50 points for the Bulls.
Comparing answers. Those are all correct.
You know, Mitch might end up being a fun trivia question years from now when we ask who was the Bear in the late 2010s that threw six touchdowns in one game. That's a franchise record, right?
That's true.
Right, and Jay I think holds that the other franchise record, so suckage knows no bounds.
I'm thinking that's probably, let's see, what year are we in right now, 2021. That'll be an interesting question at about 2030 or so.
I think so.
Because we all know that's like top of mind still.
Yeah, so by then we'll be sitting around, and you know I'll be old by then. You guys will be really old, and then we'll be like, "Hey, you guys remember that guy who threw six touchdowns in a game, and then 2 years later was basically out of the league?"
Uh huh. Yeah.
Right, and like cocaine will be legal, and it'll be a different world.
We'll have flying cars.
Yeah. Are we going to be the Coke Show instead of the WB Club? Is that where
we'll be? It'll be very energetic.
All right, so while you were sleeping last night, Joe Musgrove threw a no-hitter. Was
Old
not
Joe.
Just any no-hitter. It was the first in Padres history. The entire franchise, 52 years, had never had a no-hitter. And it came on the anniversary of the first regular season game in Padres history. Joe Musgrove grew up, went to high school 13 miles from Petco Park.
So cool.
San Diego kid throws the first no-hitter for the San Diego baseball franchise.
Love it.
So you know who his catcher was?
Last night?
Yeah.
I don't.
No, it was not Jack Haley. Don't guess Jack Haley.
Was it David Ross?
Nope.
It Miguel was Montero?
Victor Caratini.
Oh.
Went over in the trade. Now, he has caught the last two Major League Baseball no-hitters. He's the first guy to catch consecutive MLB no-hitters, And he's only the second guy to do it in consecutive seasons for different teams. He obviously just caught Musgrove's no-hitter last night. He caught Alec Mills' no-hitter last September.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, no, you won't. You'll be Mark. And and so the question is, did Alec Mills' wife order Pequods for Musgrove, too, as a celebratory, or maybe just for Caratini? And it was against the Rangers. It was the first time the Rangers were no-hit since. Got any ideas? Going back to April 18th, 2007, in what is now guaranteed right field?
Oh, my God. Burles.
Yep. And that lineup featured some really good baseball cards, though not at that moment. That was a Rangers lineup with Lofton, Kinsler, Michael Young, Teixeira, Sosa, Nelson Cruz, among others.
It's such an adult lineup.
It is. It is. And at one time, that was really good. And then Mark Burley said, huh, none of this. All right.
Yeah.
So that was a team that Joe Musgrove no-hit last night. He wears number 44, an homage to his favorite Padre growing up. Do you have any idea who that is?
Ooh, okay. Let me think
about it. Not Jack Haley. I just want to make that clear now. Save you the Jack Haley guess and save you the Dickie Simpkins guess.
Man, all right, number 44 with the Dodgers.
No, with the Padres.
Pitcher. Whew. It is a pitcher. Is it Goose Gossage?
No. It was former White Sox starter Jake Peavy.
Oh my God. Okay.
Right.
Well, you are connecting dots here.
Well, here's it. You mentioned the Dodgers, and what happens is that was Musgrove's hero. That's why he wears that number. If the Padres were to win the World Series and they were to have a ring ceremony like the Dodgers put on this week, a spectacular idea that every team in every sport should adopt. I don't know if you saw this, for people who didn't, it was really touching. It was spectacular. Here's what happened. The Dodgers weren't just a normal ring ceremony. Here you go. Here's Joe Davis instead of Vin Scully saying, Clayton Kershaw. And he runs out and gets his ring. Mm-hmm. And then they go, Justin Turner. No. What the Dodgers did was they had each player be introduced virtually and on video screen by their idols when they were growing up.
Oh, that's awesome.
So Mookie Betts was introduced by Jimmy Rollins.
So cool.
Yeah. David Ortiz, we talked about him earlier, welcomed Julio Urias. And Edwin Rios, this is really good, Edwin Rios was introduced by Ichiro Suzuki, who told him in Spanish, give me your ring, I don't have one. And in a really wonderful twist, Walker Buehler, the pitcher out of Tennessee, was introduced by Bronson Arroyo, who was singing his version of Wonderwall by Oasis.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the whole idea is spectacular.
It is. That is great.
They had the play. Who's your idol? Okay, we're going to see if we can do this. So, the Dodgers just, all the diamonds, all the sapphires, all the custom stuff, the thing weighs 11 carats. And Mark Gonzalez, by the way, just texted me, said the Dodgers pregame ceremony was deluxe. So we know that it's official. If Gonzo is telling me this. But the rings include the player's signature on the inside. But even the box is custom. You open it up, and it spins around. There's a light show and an LCD screen that plays a four-minute season highlight video from that historic run and their World Series. It's really, it is done up. It is deluxe, as Gonzo says. But I have a question for you. Mark Garrotti, you have a World Series ring from the 2016 Cubs. Now, you weren't part of the on-field ceremony, but had you been on that field and the Cubs had come up with this idea instead of the Dodgers, who would you have had introduce you to the roaring Wrigley crowd?
That's easy for me.
Okay, well, share with the class.
Can I guess? Because I think I know who it's going to be for Grody. I want to see if I know him this well.
Yeah, go ahead.
Eddie Vedder?
I was going to go with Ryan Sandberg.
Well, it's so funny because I was thinking, like, Vedder would have been it. Like, I was thinking former player, but that's a great guess by Studs. And also a great guess by you, because I love Rhino. As I grew up watching him, and now I'm proud to say that we're friends. We text and stuff, and we send each other goofy things. It's great. Sometimes I'll take a screenshot. No, it is pretty funny, like, when you grow up watching a guy like Ryan Sandberg, and you're just like a stupid kid, and then Ryan Sandberg is texting you, like, LOL and stuff now. Like, just think about that for a second. You're a fan growing up, and then Ryan Sandberg is sending you silly text messages and busting your balls. But anyway...
We have a suggestion from the text line. The text line that gave us, this is great. The text line that gave us Jack Haley as a Bulls 50-point scorer is offering a guess on your presenter, should you have had the opportunity.
Yeah.
And the guess is Dave Miska.
Oh, yeah.
The master of all knowledge. So was that right?
Oh, yeah, I made the frig for you. So anyway, when I was growing up, there was no Cub that I loved more than, and this goes back to like my first like sports consciousness when I was around 7 or 8 years old. I would have had Dave Kingman present my ring to me if he was available, because like Kingman was it. Like when you're a kid and there's a guy that is that outsized and he hit these gigantic home runs, and my favorite number is, and God bless Ron Santo, because most people think of him when you think of the number 10. Uh-huh. My favorite number to this day is number 10 because of Dave Kingman. At every jersey that I was ever handed throughout Little League and high school baseball, I was always number 10. So the answer is, and I guess this is probably disappointing to a lot of people, is Dave Kingman.
Oh, we have another guest. You might want to rethink that, given Dave Kingman just having a long reputation as a raging rectum.
Yeah, I know.
The Grobber? What about the Grobber? 815 suggests the Grobber would be introducing you.
Well, that's perfect because I think it was Les Grobstein who years ago revealed to me that Dave Kingman is a bad... A lot of people think he was a good guy because he hit a lot of... He's a fraud. He's a bad guy. He was mean. He yelled at kids. He wouldn't sign autographs. So, yeah, I think that actually works out rather well. But Steve, could you give me yours really quickly? If you were
yes,
to
I could, and I went and Trash Panda's gonna come back and give us his. Mine would have been Willie Mays.
Nice.
Greatest baseball
That's very
player
good.
Ever. Greatest
awesome.
Baseball player ever. That would have been my guy, Willie Mays. And it would have been better if I were a Dodger winning a ring, because he played for their greatest rival and was their most notorious Dodger killer. It would have been Willie Mays. Trash Panda, had you had the opportunity to be a Dodger like that and win a World Series and have somebody present you, introduce you as you received your ring, your childhood hero, who would that have been?
Oh, geez. Well, I would probably have to go, I know this is a different sport, but I mean, I'd have to go Brian Urlacher, who is 100% the reason I ever became a Bears fan. So, because that's who I started watching him play, and I fell in love with the team coincidentally.
Great answer.
Okay. Well, that's nobody ever said you had to keep it to baseball if you're hitting a baseball or if you're getting a World Series ring. I love the idea. I would love to see teams do it. I mean, they present it. I mean, hockey would be spectacular. It's just a venue. Hockey and basketball would be spectacular. It's a venue that is just right for it. And if only people could have been... You know, if you do that in an arena, the cheers, the resounding, and if only Dodger Stadium had been full, that would have been great. All right,
Steve, take
so
the break.
That was it.
Wow, Panda's yelling, man.
So what? This is the guy who doesn't know we're doing World Series rings, and he gives us.
I wouldn't normally care. I wouldn't normally care, but we have a guest coming up, and I don't want to have her waiting.
And again, in keeping with this spirit of Saturday Suckage, we have two guests guesses online about, not guesses, but suggestions of who would introduce who for these World Series rings. One is Farrah Fawcett. Okay.
Ooh,
and the other one is Dr. Richard Kimball.
Here's your ring.
Yeah. There you go. All right, take a break. Megan Montemurro will be here. We will talk about the Cubs. They had a COVID-19 incident, and they need to hit. And maybe they did, maybe they didn't. We will figure it out with her after this and get the usual weekly Jake Arrieta report that she is now going to give us. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Grody, Saturday Suckage, of course. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.